Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Prime, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Next week, Pensacola is going to take ownership of the old Baptist Hospital campus. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is set to move forward with closing on the property. Reeves also continues to hold talks with county officials after the county voted to approve $500,000 towards the demolition project. Well, the demo of the hospital buildings will tentatively begin in December.
Number two.
And 35-year-old Justin Wright of NYC was arraigned Tuesday in Pensacola. He pleaded not guilty to multiple felony counts of cyber stalking and attempted to extort money from Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. Wright faces a detention hearing on Friday to determine if he should remain in jail until his trial, which is set for November 3rd.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates proposing a bill to expand veterans' treatment courts statewide. This allows veterans with misdemeanors and minor felonies to access judicial alternatives instead of going off to jail. These programs already operate in Florida's first judicial circuits, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. About 6:15 now. Kind of moving on. Austin Price has the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Had a lot of our usual spots giving us some trouble this afternoon, but it looks like a lot of them have died down. Maybe the slightest bit of backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is very, very harmless right now. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Later this evening, we will get some slight rainfall chances coming into play. They're going to really ramp up on Thursday, linger around on Friday. Come Friday night, though, heading into your weekend, it looks like we should be just about fine. These rainfall chances should come and go rather quickly.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, additional security cameras may be installed across Pensacola Beach. The SRIA board is scheduled to vote tonight on an agreement to place new cameras on the island. The estimated cost for the project, about $200,000. If approved, the next step will be to request bids from third-party contractors so they can get the installation done.
All right, and an abandoned home on Gulf Beach Highway and Harris Street caught on fire last night. Escambia County Fire Rescue crews were on scene battling the fire at around 10:30. Nobody was found inside the home. Luckily, no injuries were reported. There's no word on what started the fire at this time.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
NASA SpaceX launching three satellites today from the Kennedy Space Center. Very busy down there. It's all part of the new space weather mission with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, otherwise known as NOAA. Here's with the launch satellite.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff. Go Falcon, go IMAP, go SWIFO L1, and go Corruptors.
And go. Just
yeah.
Go.
And a South Florida lawmaker wants to rename a road in Miami-Dade County after conservative activist Charlie Kirk. We heard about some stuff like this in our neck of the woods, and it kind of fell through pretty fast. But House Speaker Juan Carlos Porras announced this bill, which would designate a portion of State Road 985 and Southwest 107th Avenue as Charlie Kirk Memorial Avenue. The measure is the first of its kind for the state's 2026 legislative session. Porras is a Miami Republican, and he says the bill aims to honor Kirk's legacy.
Okay, Florida man has been accused of illegally killing more than a dozen alligators. Marie Ettinger, she's down at Fox 35 in Orlando, has this story from Brevard County.
There is legal alligator hunting. We're actually in gator hunting season right now. Each permit allotted by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission allows a hunter to kill two alligators. Jacob Latriel, arrested for killing 13 alligators back in April, outside of alligator hunting season. Latriel has had several other run-ins with the law back near his home in Volusia County. DUI, pleaded down to reckless driving, but then a violation of probation on that charge, driving with a suspended license, all misdemeanors.
Killing an alligator is a third-degree felony. Latriel is facing 13 counts for that. In Brevard County, Marie Ettinger, Fox News.
And Florida's new open carry law officially takes effect tomorrow. That means anyone who is legally allowed to own a gun will be able to carry it openly in public. However, the law requires a weapon to be carried in a waistband or a holster, sling, whatever. Gun owners cannot just walk around with a gun in their hand. Firearms still prohibited in places like government buildings, schools, polling places, and certain private businesses.
Well, I see that many years back, but I saw that out in Oregon, being able to carry firearms in your side. It is done.
Yeah.
In some areas. Citizens Property Insurance Board of Governors has learned today that the state's insurer of last resort continues to shrink. This is positive. Citizens CFO Jennifer Montero says depopulation is on par with last year, and more insurance companies are returning to the state, especially for those policyholders living in South Florida.
So our market share in Miami-Dade is going down. It used to be most of our business we wrote was in Miami-Dade, and we're not seeing that there are other companies that are voluntarily writing there because the litigation, the tort reforms, and the rates are coming down.
All right, now with increased competition, they're focused on reducing rates, possibly in November.
And Florida continues to invest in the fight against cancer. $60 million in Cancer Innovation Fund grants now available for research and prevention. Governor DeSantis made the announcement at USF's Morsani College of Medicine today. Alongside First Lady and cancer survivor Casey DeSantis, the governor says he wants Florida to be a national leader in cancer innovation.
Florida's first bear hunt in a decade has attracted over 160,000 applicants.
Yep.
A lot of folks there with trigger-happy fingers there. including opponents seeking to lower the number of bears killed. FWC is going to issue 172 permits by lottery for the December 6th hunt. Each permit allows one bear to be taken from designated areas with sufficient populations. The hunt excludes Northwest Florida.
All righty, and lastly here, Florida graduates carry some of the least student debt in the U.S. That's according to a Wallet Hub study. The report ranked all 50 states and the District of Columbia and placed Florida at 40th. Mississippi has the most student debt. Hawaii has the least. Outstanding college loan balances stand out at around $1.66 trillion. That's an average of about $39,000 per borrower. 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about the return of Jimmy Kimmel to late-night television, the comments that he made about the whole experience, including his, I thought, very touching remarks about Erica Kirk forgiving the man who murdered her husband. We talked with ECUA about their projects in Bayou Grande and also on Scenic Highway, finally on the verge of really fixing that sewer pipe spill problem. Mayor D.C. Reeve joined us. We continue to talk about Baptist Hospital and other projects. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3. I can't stay on.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23 News Radio 92.3. There was a surprise jump in newly built homes last month. Covering it for us this afternoon, Jenny Casola on News Radio 92.3.
Builders stepped up incentives in August, and it paid off. New home sales jumped up 20.5% from July to the highest level since January of 2022. The numbers are seasonally adjusted on an annual basis. Economists were expecting sales to decline in August. 39% of builders said they cut prices last month. Builders have also been offering other deals for buyers, including mortgage rate buy-downs. Sales rose the most in the Northeast, up about 72% from July to August. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
6:24, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending day. It was really a nasty day today on the markets. Really was. Stocks pulling back from all-time highs. They said at the beginning of the week, yeah, starting off the week looked pretty darn nice. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks pulling back for a second day and ending lower in the wake of cautious comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who said on Tuesday that the central bank now faces a balancing act with no risk-free path as it moves to curb sticky inflation while dealing with further weakness in the job market. Powell issuing a largely cautious data-driven approach to future rate cuts, warning that inflation could rise back up if rates were cut too aggressively. Energy gained while tech lagged. The Dow winners, United Health, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and IBM. The Dow falling 171 points, the Nasdaq lower by 76, S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, a happy camper this afternoon. He looked over his shoulder and saw that there was no traffic backups. So that was something he has to deal with or had to deal with today. Looking good there. Weather's stellar, just beautiful, but it's changing. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. First of all, as far as the roads, yeah, not just over my shoulder, but on our map here. It's all looking good for the most part. Did have an accident report. This is in Navarre on Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling, looks like westbound, right in front of McDonald's, do have some backups there, but it's very minor. We'll keep an eye on it. Hopefully it doesn't get much worse. As for your weather, 84 degrees right now, low of 76 tonight. Going to see some slight rainfall chances later this evening. They're going to really ramp up on Thursday, linger into your Friday, but come Friday night, heading into the weekend, they should be gone.
Let me give an update here in terms of the tropical situation. After months of really hearing the same type of thing, well, here we go, kind of loosening up a little bit in terms of the future. Forecasters at NHC describing two central Atlantic systems, they call them Invest 93L and Invest 94L, as a complex weather dance. Very technical term here. Invest 93L is expected to curve away like Gabrielle did, while Invest 94L could potentially threaten the U.S. East coastline. Here's the good news. Gulf of America remaining calm for the next 7 days. So there you go with the tropical update. But, you know, Friday will mark 1 year since the historic Hurricane Helene made landfall. Not only in Florida, it was up in North Carolina, up the coast up there. Robert Ray is in Asheville, North Carolina this afternoon, which, by the way, is still reeling, and files this report on News Radio 92.3.
Asheville is trying to rebuild, whether it be businesses or homes, from the impacts of the feet of rain and explosion of water out of rivers, creeks, and streams, destroying everything in sight 1 year ago. Over 100 people lost their lives in North Carolina alone. And to commemorate this anniversary is not only difficult, but forward-thinking. Lots of money still needs to come in, and it will be years of work. But they are open for business. And that is the key message from Asheville. In North Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And the White House unveiling its new Presidential Walk of Fame. The collection is positioned just outside the Oval Office and features portraits of U.S. presidents, with the exception of former President Biden. For former President Biden, the White House opted to use a framed photo of an auto pen writing his signature. President Trump and his allies have focused on Biden's alleged use of the auto pen, which can be used to sign official documents in place of a manual signature, and raised questions about his cognitive abilities while in office.
Well, we're learning more about the deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Texas earlier today. Brooke Taylor is in Dallas with more.
Fox has identified the shooter as 29-year-old Joshua John, who turned the gun on himself after the shooting and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The FBI sharing pictures of rounds found right near the shooter engraved with anti-ICE messages. This is the latest in a string of targeted attacks on ICE facilities here in Texas. You know, at this same facility, there was a man that was arrested last month for making a bomb threat. And then in July, a group ambushed officers outside a separate Texas ICE facility. One of those officers was shot and survived.
And the Department of Agriculture receiving help from Ben Carson to implement the Make America Healthy Again agenda. Carson, who was the Housing and Urban Development Secretary during the first Trump administration, will now serve as a senior nutrition and housing advisor. The agency said that Carson will also help implement the rural health investment provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill and advise on America First policies related to nutrition, health, and housing. Carson says he's honored to work with Secretary Rollins on these important initiatives to help fulfill President Trump's vision for a healthier, stronger America.
Well, baseball parents going in the wrong direction here. Happened in East Texas over the weekend. Coaches of a youth baseball organization recount protecting kids from gunfire after shots rang out during a weekend game in Texas. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Waller County Sheriff's Office says three suspects have been charged with deadly conduct in connection to recreational gunfire during a youth baseball game Sunday in Katy, west of Houston, that injured a coach. Video circulating online shows the moments shots rang out.
That's the worst part. They're 12. We weren't really worried about us in the moment. It was, how do we get these kids down and out behind the brick wall?
Alex Smith, a coach with the Texas Colts, speaking with Houston's Fox 26 News. Officials say the 27-year-old coach of another team who was shot in the shoulder was released from the hospital. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Trump speaking out against ABC for putting Jimmy Kimmel Live back on the air. In a Truth Social post Tuesday night, Trump said he can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back and added that the network told the White House that his show had been canceled.
Okay, yeah, very serious. Hey, think about maybe buying or selling a home. Here's your mortgage numbers. 30-year fixed mortgage this afternoon closing 6.37%. That 15-year fixed mortgage at 5.89%. There you go. Going to be looking at some sports coming up in 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A gunman opens fire at an ICE detention center in Dallas, killing at least one detainee and wounding two others before turning the gun on himself. Fox's Brooke Taylor reports.
The shooter was at a nearby building on the rooftop, and the ICE deputy director says the shooter was firing just indiscriminately toward this ICE facility. So in and around the building, the deputy director describes this as bullets just being found everywhere.
The FBI says anti-ICE messages were found on bullets at the scene. A loss for the Trump administration in court on immigration.
A federal judge ruled it is unconstitutional to tie federal disaster funding from FEMA to cooperation on immigration enforcement actions. District Court Judge William Smith called the contested conditions arbitrary and capricious.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. When you factor in his time as a player, assistant coach, and head coach, Mike Gundy spent nearly four decades at Oklahoma State. Yesterday, the coach who once iconically screamed, "I'm a man, I'm 40," was sent packing. All good things must come to an end. Mike Gundy is Oklahoma State. But last year, he showed he wasn't the right man for the job anymore, and that carried over into this season and was really highlighted in a home loss against Tulsa. Now the Cowboys must find a new head coach who will actually embrace NIL. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, next week, Pensacola will take ownership of the Old Baptist Hospital campus. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is set to move forward with closing on the property. Reeves also continues to hold talks with county officials after the county voted to approve $500,000 towards the project. The demolition of the hospital buildings will tentatively begin in December.
Number two.
35-year-old Justin Wright of New York City was arraigned Tuesday in Pensacola. He pled not guilty to multiple felony counts of cyber stalking and attempted to extort money from Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. Wright faces a detention hearing on Friday to determine if he should remain in jail until his trial, which is set to go November 3rd.
Number three.
And Senator Don Gates proposing a bill to expand veterans treatment courts statewide, allowing veterans with misdemeanors and minor felonies to access judicial alternatives instead of jail. These programs already operate in Florida's first judicial circuits, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
After months of planning, the city's going to launch discounted parking starting October 1st. Pensacola residents who use text to pay or the Park mobile app can park for 50 cents an hour. Seniors age 65 and older can get a $10 monthly permit to park downtown without the app or paying any cash.
All right, and a Milton man has been arrested for allegedly assaulting a pregnant woman and fleeing from police. 62-year-old Gary Deaver faces charges of aggravated battery and resisting an officer after police responded to a domestic battery incident. Officers say Deaver was fleeing on foot, and despite commands to stop, he climbed a fence and continued running. With the help of a canine unit, officers located him hiding under a shed. Investigators reported that Deaver struck the pregnant woman multiple times in the face. Officers say the victim had swelling on her face and abrasions on her knee and foot.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Can the Phoenix Mercury pull off a comeback for the ages and tie up these best of five semifinals?
The WNBA playoffs on ESPN, the Phoenix Mercury won an historic playoff game last night. The Minnesota Lynx had a record of 61-0 all time in games in which they led their opponent by at least 16 points at halftime. Last night, Minnesota led Phoenix 48-32 at the break. Phoenix came back to win in overtime 89-83 to even the best of five series at one game apiece. From 16 points down at half, down by as many as 20, the Mercury matched the largest comeback win in WNBA playoff history. In Las Vegas, Asia Wilson scored 25 points and grabbed 9 rebounds for the Aces, who beat the Indiana Fever 90-68 to even their series 1-1. Baseball, two more playoff spots were clinched Tuesday.
With two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, and they clinched the postseason berth for the 60th time in their history.
The Guardians take over the Central Division lead. They beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The records are the same, but Cleveland's actually in first, and Detroit is in second.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the YES Network, and Root Sports Northwest, the Tigers had been in sole possession of first place in the AL Central since April 23rd. Now the Guardians, who were 15 and a half games back July 8th, atop the division with five games left in the regular season. Tuesday, Tigers pitcher Tarik Skubal lost his touch in the sixth inning after he threw a 99-mile-per-hour pitch that hit the Guardians' David Fry in the face, between his nose and mouth. Fry was on the ground for several minutes. He was carted off the field and hospitalized. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Pro Football Hall of Fame has announced its nominees for the 2026 class. The list is made up of 128 individuals, including 13 players entering their first year of eligibility. Some of the most notable first-year players in that bunch include New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees and Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. The list will be reduced to 50 in October.
Okay, a March Madness legend has retired. Joe Morgan has the story.
Sister Jean, the longtime chaplain for Loyola Chicago's men's basketball team, has retired from her role on the university's campus at 106 years old due to health concerns. Sister Jean became famous during the Ramblers' stunning run to the Final Four in 2018, where she could be seen cheering on the team in a maroon and gold scarf. She served as the team chaplain beginning in 1991 and published a memoir in 2023 titled Wake Up with Purpose: What I've Learned in My First 100 Years. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the opening ceremony for the 45th Ryder Cup on Long Island was moved up to today because of Thursday's weather forecast. After months of planning for the golf tournament happening at Bethpage State Park, Governor Hochul says that the sold-out match is expected to generate $200 million for the state.
Here's today's health news.
A jury finds American Airlines liable for failing to follow its own protocols after a California man suffered a stroke. Chris DeMio has more.
American is forced to pay $9.5 million to Jesus Plasencia, who was set to travel with his wife on a dream vacation from Miami to Spain. According to a complaint filed by the couple, Jesus experienced a mini stroke before boarding. His wife notified the flight attendant and the pilot, who dismissed their worries and joked with Plasencia before takeoff, according to the complaint. The couple claims that if the crew had followed protocols, Plasencia could have had a better outcome. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And the Illinois Department of Public Health issuing its own guidelines for flu and COVID vaccines. The flu shot recommended for anyone 6 months and older in the state. The IDPH also recommending the COVID vaccine for adults ages 18 and older, as well as children between the ages of 6 and 23 months. Last week, the CDC declined to recommend the vaccine for anyone.
Okay, if you're a pregnant woman, stop smoking pot. That's the easiest way I can put
it.
Lisa Brady has more on the details.
This is House Call for Health. New medical guidelines warn pregnant women to avoid cannabis. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists urging expectant mothers to stay away from products containing cannabis, which is linked to poor birth outcomes and developmental delays in children. Researchers say THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis, can cross the placenta and also transfer into breast milk. The medical group is also urging doctors to ask all patients about marijuana use before, during, and after pregnancy. Some of the reasons women are using marijuana while pregnant: to deal with stress and anxiety, as well as nausea and pain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In September is World Alzheimer's Awareness Month. The Cleveland Clinic highlighting how the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease can be reduced with exercise. Dr. Dylan Wendt is a neurologist at the Cleveland Clinic, and he says there's strong evidence showing that those who exercise regularly are less likely to develop cognitive decline. He recommends people do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity each week. That includes walking, running, cycling, and doing chores.
643 News Radio 92.3. Federal health officials are warning that nightmare bacteria cases are on the rise in the U.S.
Nightmare bacteria are resistant to the drugs that should fight them, and a new report from CDC scientists finds nightmare bacteria infections rose by nearly 70% between 2019 and 2023, driven mainly by bacteria with a gene known as NDM. That used to be more rare and linked to patients receiving care overseas. But with rising numbers in the U.S., one of the study's lead authors says many more people may be carriers without knowing it, and conditions that had been considered easy to treat, such as urinary tract infections, could become chronic problems. Misuse or overuse of antibiotics can lead to resistance. One researcher not involved in the study suggesting a surge in antibiotic use during the pandemic may be a factor in rising resistance now. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz blaming President Trump for rising health insurance costs. The one-time Democratic nominee for vice president says Trump and a Republican-controlled Congress are to blame for allowing health care tax credits to expire. Walz warns that next year, national insurance rates are going to be as high as they've been in 15 years. Some of the largest insurance providers, at least in Walz's state, have reportedly already proposed insurance price hikes of 12 to 26%.
All right. It's 6:45. It's sliding by here. Austin's looking at the traffic and weather today.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much has been going on so far this hour, so there's some good news for you. Did have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards the McDonald's, but there was just a little bit of congestion there for a moment, and it is now gone. So you should not be dealing with issues wherever you may be. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Late tonight, we've got about a 30% chance of showers. It's going to ramp up to as high as 80 for tomorrow, and it's going to drop down to around 50 in the first half of your Friday. But once we get into Friday night, bleeding into your weekend, there should not be much going on, so the rain is going to disappear as quickly as it arrived.
Okay, for Thursday and Friday, rainy weather in the Northeast, the Southwest, and you're telling me we're going to probably get a dose of it here for Thursday, Friday. Saturday's improving, of course. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be ongoing today from the northeast down into the Ohio Valley and back into the southern plains as a slow-moving frontal system brings not only the risk for stronger storms but heavy rain with the potential for flooding. Widespread storms are also in the forecast for the southwest with the primary concern of flash flooding. Cooler temperatures bringing some relief to the central U.S. behind the front while things warm up over the northern tier the next few days. Also watching the Atlantic as a couple of tropical systems could develop over the next few days. The East Coast will need to monitor the forecast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, usually the message written on a coffee order is positive. Fox's Monica DeLuca tells us one is going viral for the wrong reason.
After ordering the late Charlie Kirk's go-to Starbucks order, a Mint Majesty tea with two honeys, an Ohio woman was shocked to see the message written on the side of the cup by an employee. Autumn Perkins sharing a picture of the cup, which read, "Racist fave drink." She tells Fox News Digital, "I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We don't have to agree on everything. We can disagree on a lot of things, but we respect each other." In a statement to Fox News Digital, a spokesperson for Starbucks says, "Writing this on a cup is unacceptable," adding, "This Starbucks location is licensed and operated by Kroger, and we understand that this associate was terminated by Kroger." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Instagram now has 3 billion monthly active users, according to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Meta last disclosing Instagram's user figures in October of 2022, when Zuckerberg said the app had crossed 2 billion monthly users. The social media company acquired Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion. Challenger Gray & Christmas reports that seasonal hiring in the retail industry is set to fall to its lowest level since the 2009 recession. Challenger is projecting retailers may add under 500,000 positions in the final 3 months of the year, which is an 8% drop from a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling more than 170 points, the S&P 500 slid by 18, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 75. Crude oil futures for November delivery are currently under $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
A recent poll sheds light on what Americans think of President Trump's handling of the economy, immigration, and crime. Kristen Goodwin has more for us.
A poll of nearly 1,200 U.S. voters conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs finding 37% approve of President Trump's handling of the economy, down slightly from August when 43% approved. The economy, which was a strength for the president in his first term, now a weak issue for him among independents, with only 2 in 10 approving of his handling. But 55% of those polled approve of how the president is handling border security, 46% on crime, and 43% on immigration. And according to the data, his overall approval rating has remained steady since the beginning of his second term in January, with 39% of voters approving of his job as commander-in-chief. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And wanted to give you some more details on this. You heard some of it from Your Money Now. Instagram marking that major milestone with 3 billion monthly active viewers. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg shared the achievement in a post on his Instagram account on Wednesday, applauding the incredible community that has been built. The photo-sharing app now joins the ranks of Facebook and WhatsApp. They crossed the 3 billion user mark earlier this year.
Okay, a former FBI agent claimed that he was illegally fired for text messages that he sent were critical of President Trump. He's been thrown out on court. Threw it totally out of there. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
Peter Strzok, who was in counterintelligence at the FBI, had his dismissal claim tossed by U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson. She concluded the Bureau's effort to avoid investigative bias outweighed Strzok's assertion his free speech rights were violated. Strzok got national attention for his part in the Russia election interference probe. President Trump has long claimed Strzok's disparaging messages sent from FBI-issued phones showed bias within the Bureau. Federal prosecutors said that use of a government device to send politically charged messages actually cost Strzok his job. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And about 500,000 products sold and distributed by Amazon being recalled. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, items affected by the recall include power banks, children's helmets, dressers, portable fans, crib mobiles, and baby loungers. Safety concerns range from fire hazards to risks of suffocation and injury. Customers are eligible for refunds, but specific instructions for receiving a refund varies by product, so purchasers are encouraged to contact sellers directly.
651 News Radio 92.3, the shutdown showdown heats up between President Trump and congressional Democrats. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Washington, D.C.
House and Senate Minority Leaders Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are accusing President Trump of throwing an unhinged temper tantrum by canceling a planned meeting to discuss avoiding a government shutdown. Jeffries and Schumer have proposed several health care provisions to be included in a funding package, which President Trump describes as unserious and ridiculous. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the chamber will vote again next week on a package to extend government funding until November 21st, with the hope several Democrats will jump on board to reach the 60-vote threshold. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty. On that note, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, both of which are going pretty easy on you right now. We'll also get a touch on some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines. That to just ease you into this Wednesday evening right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Heads about Pensacola. Austin Price playing a little Chicago for us this afternoon. Now looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Roads are looking pretty clear. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so as you continue on your way tonight. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 76 tonight officially. Do have some slight rainfall chances coming in later this evening. They're really going to ramp up for your Thursday and hold strong enough on your Friday. But once we get into Friday night, bleeding into your weekend, we should see those rainfall chances disappear as mysteriously as they arrived.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Memorabilia from a baseball legend will soon be available at an auction. This is KTVU, that's Channel 2 out there in San Francisco, has the report.
Fans now have a chance to see all of Willie Mays' memorabilia that will be auctioned off this Saturday at the King Street Warehouse adjacent to Oracle Park. Items include a World Series championship ring, estimated at between $500,000 to $1 million, and the 1954 National League Most Valuable Player Award, estimated to between $250,000 and $500,000. All proceeds will go to his Say Hey Willie Foundation.
All righty, and popular comedian and podcaster Theo Vaughn asking to be kept out of DHS deportation videos. His request comes after the Department of Homeland Security shared a video on social media, which included a viral clip of Vaughn saying, quote, "Heard you got deported, dude. Bye." Vaughn slammed DHS's use of his snippet on X and wrote that he did not approve of being used in the video. He says he's a lot more nuanced on matters of immigration. The agency has since pulled the video.
all of your favorite Marvel superheroes are zombies in this new animated series. What's going on? Here's Michelle Polino.
Marvel Zombies is TV for mature audiences. The new Disney Plus four-part series is the first adult-rated series from Marvel Animation. The story picks up in a dystopian landscape where hope still survives a desperate crew of heroes, including Scott Lang, voiced by Paul Rudd, Yelena Belova, played by Florence Pugh, David Harbour's Red Guardian and Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie, and others must band together.
All the Avengers are dead. And they're coming for us.
To fight an undead army led by the Red Queen herself, Wanda. The series spins out of the Marvel What If series, but isn't a direct sequel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actress Jessica Chastain says she respects Apple's decision to pause the release of her new series for now, but notes that the two parties are not aligned on the move. Chastain's comments follow an Apple TV statement announcing that after careful consideration, it would not move forward with plans to air The Savant. The series was set to depict Chastain playing as a top-secret undercover investigator known as The Savant, who infiltrates online hate groups to take down the most violent extremists in the U.S. However, its release comes as the nation grapples with the fallout from the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Tennis legend calling a double fault on some internet videos. Tom Rigotti is on News Radio 92.3.
Rafael Nadal doesn't love this. The retired tennis great is warning about sets of fake online videos of him serving up financial advice. Nadal says the videos were generated with artificial intelligence promoting misleading advertising that's completely unrelated to him. In a message on his LinkedIn page, Nadal talks about society's challenge of learning to distinguish between what's real and what's manipulated, and of promoting an ethical and responsible use of technology. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a statue featuring President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein has popped up on the National Mall. The statue near the Capitol shows Trump and the convicted sex offender holding hands with a plaque noting that the longstanding bond between the two men. The plaque also calls Epstein Trump's closest friend. The statue reportedly the latest installation from a group of anonymous artists who have mocked Trump since his inauguration. The permit for the statue shows that it can remain in place until Sunday evening.
Okay, a former student is suing a Mississippi college after undergoing an event known as Hell Night. Tom Grant has more for you.
A former Omega Sci-Fi fraternity pledge says he had to relearn how to walk after being severely beaten during the new ADA chapter's Hell Night. That's according to a federal lawsuit taking aim at the fraternity, the University of Southern Mississippi, and other organizations. It alleges Raphael Joseph and other pledges underwent severe hazing, including being hit with a wooden paddle. The suit adds Joseph had to seek medical care and a blood transfusion. Omega Sci-Fi declined to comment on the lawsuit. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, a couple of events here I want to pass on to you. Science Saturday is returning to the Institute of Human and Machine Cognition. Programs are designed to provide children and teens with opportunities to learn about topics such as robotics, health, cybersecurity, and other areas within the sciences. So that's check that out. And then coming up on, it's on Tuesday, September 30th. Florida's minimum wage increases $1 to $14 per hour. Woo! Hey, have a great night. Austin and I'll be back at 4 tomorrow. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.